Six. Six Music. This morning from 2, introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Mike Joyce in for Guy Garvey.
Ain't got time in such a waste. Run so fast you get no praise. Hey Jane, where you that wonderful, that spiritualized with Hey Jane, and that's the album version. It's no Guy Garver, it's me, Mike Joyce, for the next couple of hours, standing in while Guy's away, for the next couple of weeks, actually, while he goes and makes pop history somewhere. And because of that, you can actually send me an email that'll get to me eventually, because I'm going to be here next week. Then, well, I think we should have some requests, shouldn't we? The email address is guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or you can text me 64046. And that track was from Spiritualize's new album, Sweetheart, Sweet Light, on the US tour at the moment, and then in May, a UK tour, and I missed them. They were supposed to be playing, well, they did play in Manchester in March, and I missed them, but I saw them the 2 years prior to that, and they had a light show that was absolutely terrifying. They had a strobe on, well, they had a number of strobes on, and I was at the back thinking, am I getting old? And then they were taking people out that were collapsed or in some form of distress, and I thought, maybe not. Maybe I'm not old, and maybe it's just because there's too much strobe. So I was kind of upset that I missed them, but I saw somebody that did go to see the gig that they played in Manchester in March, and they said it was exactly the same. It was absolutely chaos. Okay, right, what have we got for you? We've got, well, loads of great songs. Do you know why? Because I chose them, and that's why I'm going to be enjoying the next couple of hours. We've also got the Blueprint Sessions, and these are sessions that I've recorded down at Blueprint Studios in Salford, stroke Manchester. It's right on the border, and people get a bit pedantic about it, but it's anyway, it's kind of Salford, Manchester. And tonight we've got the Phenomenal Hand Clap Band, we've got I Am Clute, and the I Am Clute track is just Johnny Bramwell, so it's just on his own, so it is kind of just one clutist anyway. And also Outfit, a fantastic Liverpool band, and I'll be playing those three tracks in the next couple of hours. I'm going to play a track by an artiste, and as far as I was concerned when I was young, this guy was the enemy, because I was kind of punky and a bit obstreperous and a bit kind of, come on, let's have it, and I didn't really like it. And then I started to remember, it was probably, could have been one of the first guilty pleasures that I ever had, and I thought, I really like this record, but couldn't tell me mates. But anyway, see what you think. I haven't heard it for ages, and then I heard it the other day and I thought, tune a Rooney.
Around this
Joe Jackson with Is She Really Going Out With Him? I bet that brought back a few memories for some of you lot. And I think I saw him actually at the Free Trade Hall. Oh, it must have been about 14 or 15 or something like that. And I think it was, Ricky Lee Jones. I think I saw her the following week. And the week before, that was the first gig I'd ever been to. And somebody a little while ago asked me what it was like. And I said, I don't know. I was just so in awe at being at a concert. I didn't know what the etiquette was. I was just standing there thinking, wow, look at them. Musicians playing and we're all watching them. Look at this. Isn't it incredible? So I don't really remember much about it. But as I was saying before, yeah, Joe Jackson, he was the kind of, not a smooth operator. Where did I get that from? But you know what I mean? He was kind of cultured and refined and quite smart. And the music was, it was pretty spot on. But isn't that great when you listen to tracks that you used to didn't like when you were a kid for whatever reason, when you just say, same with me with the Beatles and the Stones when I was a kid, it was like, nah, I'm not into that, they're not punk. And of course you get old and you think, they're really good, aren't they? It's one of the great things about getting old. Anyway, so we have a bit of Orbital. This is from their new album, and this is New France. This is featuring Zola Jesus.
Thank you.
is Orbital with Dufrance, featuring US songstress Zola Jesus. And there's two great videos. There's a great video for that track, and it's got a little bear in it, but it's meant to be quite funny, and I got dead emotional watching it. Embarrassing, I know, but if you see it, you'll know what I mean. And also, there's another track called Wonky off that album, and the video for that is brilliant, featuring a guy called Matt Horn for the UK listeners, actor Matt Horn, and that's very funny. It's got some cats in it, but which is good enough for me. Anything with cats in, I'm having. But go and have a look at that if you get a chance. Anyway, they've got a tour coming up, Orbital, in November. Seems a long way away, that, doesn't it? I've not even started kind of wearing T-shirts yet. Do I really want to be thinking about November? Not really. And we've got loads of festivals coming up. But I'm going to play you a track by Luke Haynes, a track called Big Daddy Got a Casio VL Tone, and that's coming up right after this trail.
This is Charles Peterson. 30 years in radio, A&R man, music producer, but fundamentally, I am a club DJ.
New to Six Music.
My show has always been a show of musical discoveries. I like to think it's like when you stumble into one of those amazing back rooms in a club. You might hear a brand new track on Hyperdub or some left field disco track from the 80s. All of this intertwined with music that's influenced it all. Soul, blues, funk, jazz, music from around the world. That's the show, connecting the old and the new.
Giles Peterson.
Six Music is the natural home for me because it allows me to be in that alternative room and for that alternative room not to be that alternative.
Available now at the Six Music website. BBC Radio, Six Music.
He just wants a calculator, but he got an oscillator. Doesn't wanna play no tune, just cause it's 1982. Just cause it's 1982. Big Daddy got a Casio VL tone. Big Daddy got a Casio VL tone. Big Daddy got a Casio VL tone. He can't turn it off. Now Daddy liked the crazy beat of Bossa Nova or Beguine. Try the piano or the flute, or you could try rock too. Yeah, you could try rock too. Big Daddy got a Casio VL tone. Casio VL tone. Big Daddy got a Casio VL tone, and it turns him on. A symphony of futuristic synth, guitars and violin. Daddy's head is full of ideas, and his mind has been blown. Yeah, his mind has been blown. A-D-S-R-A-D-S-R. Big Daddy got a Casio VL tone. Big Daddy got a Casio VL tone. And it turns him on.
You have just entered the world, the rather surreal world of Luke Haynes, and that was Big Daddy Got a Casio VL Tone, and that's from the album, check this out for an album title, 9.5 Psychedelic Meditations on British Wrestling of the 1970s and Early 80s. It's worth it for the title alone. And some of the track listing, it's Inside the Restless Mind of Rollerball Rocco, I Am Catweasel and Haystacks in Heaven. Now, again, this is really for the kind of over 30s, maybe 40s. Now, Haystacks, Giant Haystacks, you must remember him. I mean, even if you're kind of not that old, 6'11", 32 stone. He used to live in Manchester. He's from Manchester, actually. And my dad said that his dad, Giant Haystacks' dad, used to go for a pint in St. Edward's in Manchester. And every now and again they'd have a few, and sometimes somebody would come in and get a bit lippy in the boozer, and they'd phone up Giant A Stacks and get him to come down. Well, I suppose that'd reel your neck in, wouldn't it? Okay, you're listening to me, Mike Joyce, standing for Guy Garvey for the next couple of hours. And as I told you at the start of the programme, you can contact me because I'm going to be here next week too. So if any requests or anything that you want me to be playing or any suggestions, get in touch, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or you can text 64046. Here's another tune that's been floating my boat at the moment. This is Hot Chip with Flutes.
Yeah.
lovely, that, isn't it? That is Hot Chip with Flute, and that's off their new album, In Our Heads. And they've got a tour starting in June as well. I'll be definitely going down to see that one. I saw them last year at the Apollo with LCD Sound System. Now, that was a double header. It was a great gig. LCD Sound System split up. Why? No. Please come back. I suppose, actually saying that, LCD Sound System have done a great remix. Well, it's a track with Debbie Harriott and Franz Ferdinand from the Covers EP that just came out, the Remixes EP, which just came out a couple of weeks ago, and it's brilliant. I'll play it next week, 4 years, and it's the music is stunning. So I suppose, really, I mean, it's not as though James Murphy's just said, right, that's it, I'm hanging up my vocal cords, or whatever one would say as a singer. But, yeah, it's worth it for that alone anyway. All right, shall we get back to the music? Why not? I told you before we're going to be playing three tracks from the Blueprint set. Blueprint Studios being Salford and Manchester studios, where sometimes I drag bands in and get them to do a bit of a session for us. And last year, I tried to get Johnny Bramwell in, and he did come in. And it's quite interesting, because I said about... he was playing tracks off the album that was just being released. And I said, do you do any requests? And he was like, what do you mean, Mike? And I said, well, could you play No Direction Home for me? He said, I don't think I've ever played it acoustic. He said, I can't remember the words. And I said, wait there. So I ran downstairs to the computer and printed out the words for it and came upstairs and I went, these words? And he said, yeah, those are the words I can't remember. And I said, I put them on a little stand in front of him and I said, go on, will you, just for me? And he said he would. And here it is. It's an absolutely beautiful, dreamy version of No Direction Home. And this is Johnny Bramwell.
Upon the earth, scour the universe, you know. Set my compass north, circumscribe the earth and go. You've no direction, no direction home. What's my part in this? What's this dream I can't let go? What's your way with this? What do you wanna see and who do you wanna know? When you've no direction home. Feels like all is lost. There's nowhere left to go. Through the season sand, across the sky, through the morning snow. When you've no direction, no direction home. Nowhere left to go. When you've no direction.
That is Johnny Bramwell from I Am Klutz with No Direction Home. He's brilliant, isn't he? He is so good. And that was just, he just threw it together because he hadn't played it, he said, ever acoustically. And that was it. That's just what came out. And I'm so blessed to be involved in those sessions. It's so great. It's like the best seat in the house. In fact, I was actually holding up because he had a loose lead. And I was just literally like inches away from him while I was doing that, and it was a fantastic experience. Anyway, I was at Blueprint Studios the other day, and as I arrived in the car and I saw Johnny Bramwell and Guy Garvey at the window looking really naughty, I looked up and they were both looking out like, hiya. And I was expecting like a duster or kind of something to come, like, get back in here, boys. But they looked like they were up to no good. They weren't. They were just, they're recording a new album, aren't they? I think Guy's involved with that. I think, don't quote me on that in case I'm wrong. But anyway, fingers crossed he is, because it's a great coupling, isn't it? The songwriting partnership. Not the songwriting partnership, sorry. The production team, the Guy Garvey production team that's involved with I Am Klutz. And you can go and see John Harold Arnold Bramwell as a solo artist. He's got some gigs coming up, and of course, once they've got the album done, then they're going to be playing gigs proper themselves, I'm pretty much sure. You listen to me, Mike Joyce, standing for Guy Garvey for the next hour and a quarter now, I suppose. And I'll be here next week as well. Yes, come on. Okay, I'm going to play you a track now. This is Wooden Shyups. I like saying that. And this is Crossing, but this is the Andy Weatherall remix, and it's coming up right after this.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music, because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal, or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
We'll be right back.
That is Wooden Shy-Ups, and that's Crossing, and that's Andrew Weatherall. Remix is on fire there, isn't it? That's fearsome. I was getting kind of, I wouldn't say down, I was just getting a bit kind of trancy on that one, really. Well, that's the idea. I think that's maybe Mr. Weatherall's going for, wouldn't you say? You'd agree with me. Right, okay, a bit of Python Lee Jackson now in A Broken Dream.
Spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I am. In the days between the hours, ivory towers, bloody flowers, push their heads into the air. I don't care if I ever know. There I go. Cries, telling lies, the promises you gave from the grave of a broken heart. Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I am.
Isn't that wonderful? That's Python Lee Jackson in A Broken Dream, and of course featuring Rod Stewart. And the story has it is that Python Lee Jackson was in a studio and the singer didn't turn up, and they was kind of sitting around thinking, what should we do anyway? The couple of studios down the hall, lo and behold, who is there? Mr. Rod Stewart sitting there. So drag him in and say, do you fancy doing a bit of singing for us? Yeah, okay, dive in there. And that's what came about. How cool is that? Imagine, I mean, when a track comes around like that, I suppose it shows you the kind of the skill and the natural kind of talent of the man, really. Because I know, I mean, the 70s, it was a bit kind of cheesy, wasn't it? And kind of went gold lamé and all that nonsense. But as a kind of, to pump it out in a kind of, because he was an R&B singer, wasn't he? Well, Rod Stewart still is, I suppose. But, you know, to go in there and do that. And I think he got paid something like, I think 20 guineas or something daft like that. Hardly anything. So anyway, as I was telling you before, you need to get in touch with me. I did have the address here, and of course I've lost it. There it is. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And of course you can text me as well, 64046, because I'm going to be here next week. Okay, I'm going to take you to the top of the hour now with a bit of Julian Cope with Safe Surfer.
Afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling.
Music.
In your start with pleasure, boom, she pleasure. Deep greeting, googling a boy. the next.
It's Alt J and Fitz Pleasure. It's one of those bands, I think, it's a Marmite thing. I think his voice sounds great. I really like it. Really interesting stuff. And the Alt J thing is, it's a symbol. It's a triangle symbol. They're called Alt J, but Alt triangle symbol. And if you've got a Mac and you click Alt J, you get a kind of weird looking triangle on your screen. And that's where it comes from. For those of you just joining us, where have you been? You're late. An hour late, in fact. You're with me, Mike Joyce, now standing in for Guy Garvey for one more hour. In fact, I'm going to be here next week as well. So I've been invited back. Great. I didn't kind of spill any drinks or make an idiot of myself. Not yet. I've got another hour to do that. But if you want to get in touch with me, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or you can text 64046. And because I'm here next week, you can send any messages or any texts or any requests or anything like that. Send them over to me and I'll get them. And I'll endeavour to play them in next week's show. Okay. If you have been with us, then you would have heard an amazing blueprint session from Johnny Bramwell from I Am Clute a little bit earlier on. I'm going to play you another one now. And this is the phenomenal Hand Clap Band, and this is the second of your blueprint sessions, and it's, well, I think it's rather stunning, as you're just about to find out. This is a track called Following.
Don't know that it's
That is the Phenomenal Handclap Band. I always have trouble saying that. The Phenomenal Handclap Band with the following, and that's the second from your Blueprint Sessions. Great band. I've seen them live a couple of times. And 70s porno, I think we'd call it. That's the kind of genre. sorry about that. Let's raise a few eyebrows. They're in the pocket, I say. I think they call it in America. But when they play together, it's groove. Plenty of groove. They look fantastic. They look quite outrageous, actually. But there's a couple of New York producers. And, very interesting story to tell. I mean, I did interview them, but obviously I'm not going to play that here because we want to listen to some music, don't we? Okay, what have we coming up for? I tell you, I'm going to play one more track a little bit later on if we've got time from the Blueprint Sessions, and that's a track by Outfit. I tell you, I'm going to play you now. It's a track that I came across a couple of weeks ago by a couple of artists that everyone's saying about, you know, they're the favourite alternative artists and how wonderful they like them. I'd never heard of them. I'll hold my hands up and just say, nope, never heard of them. Even Shell's looking at me like, haven't you heard of them, mate, you fool? Anyway, it's Quantic and Russell, and Quantic and Alice Russell, in fact. I don't even know her first name. Quantic and Alice Russell. And it's a track called Around the Corner. And when I heard this, I kind of fell in love with it, really, because it's real, man. It kind of, all the musicians are real on it. And let's see what you think. Anyway, this is Around the Corner with Quantic and Alice Russell.
Of your sadness and tell me of your joy.
beautiful, that, isn't it? That's Quantic and Alice Russell. And as I told you before, up until last week, 2 weeks ago when I got hold of that record, I never heard of them. And I was trying to find out a bit more about them, and everyone's kind of talking about how much they love them and how much they've always been their favourite artist. Well, hey, at least I'm honest. I never heard of them anyway. But I'm glad that I have now, because it's wonderful, fantastic stuff. OK, you're with me, Mike Joyce, now for another, I don't know, three quarters an hour, something like that. And it's just flying by. Do you know why? Because I like all the music. That's a given, really, isn't it, considering I'm playing it all. When I was talking earlier on, if you just joined us, you're late, but I was talking before about LCD Sound System splitting up, and what a shame it was. Well, I've just realised, and I was going to say that I've been digging around in my kind of digital record box, I'm lying, I had it as one of the tracks that I might play if we had time. Well, I think I've promoted it, actually, just because after talking about it earlier on and saying, you know, it's a bit like saying, oh, you got one of those really nice sweets, but you can't have it. I thought I might as well play it right now, because I found it here. And I was talking about earlier on, Franz Ferdinand brought out a covers EP last year. I think it was part of Record Store Day, actually. Anyway, they did a remix. It's the same EP, but it's called Remixes. And it's featuring Debbie Harry, LCD Sound System, and Franz Ferdinand. And this is a track called Live Alone. And this is the Brennan Green remix. And I think it's rather wonderful. See what you think.
I wanna live alone.
That is Debbie Harry with Live Alone, and that's the Brennan, well, it's Debbie Harry, LCD Sound System and Franz Ferdinand and Live Alone, and that's the Brennan Green remix. And as I told you earlier on, that's from the Covers EP, Remixes, and there's another great track on there as well by ESG that they cover a Franz Ferdinand track, and it's worth getting hold of just for that. Are you listening to me? Mike Joyce, standing in for Guy Garvey, another half an hour left, and as I told you earlier on, and I'll keep on reminding you, on the every half an hour at least, if you want to text me, it's 640046, or if you want to email me, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, just because I'm going to be here next week as well. So if there's any tunes or any requests that you want me to play, then fire them over to that address. They'll arrive on my desk and I'll endeavour to get them sorted out for next week. Okay, I'm going to play a bit of Easter House. That's coming up after this trail.
Dissecting Keaveney, Episode 6, The Mind.
Exactly 5 minutes past eight. Shane Meadows is doing a documentary.
Hungry.
Resemblance to monkeys. George Bush.
Could eat some toast, actually.
Is it too early to have a burrito?
Lucy's always going about having a piece of fruit in the morning. Have a piece of fruit in the morning.
Details of Secret Service agents protecting...
Chocolate cake.
Visit to Australia.
A lovely pie.
Oh, a pie. Pies.
Soldier, will you marry me?
Cake, yeah. Cake and a cup of coffee. Cake, okay. That's decided upon. Cakey.
So there you go. Some Laura Marling.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Breakfast is the only thing on our minds.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio.
Music.
Mike Joyce.
BBC 6 Music.
That is Easter House with Whistling in the Dark. And that link sounded a bit, well, sounded very kind of DJ then, didn't I? Kind of quite proficient, which is a load of lies, really. I'm just busking it as much as I can here. Yeah, Easter House, they supported the Smiths many years ago, and it was one of the first times I'd been in touch with, in contact with the band. I had two brothers in it, and Fight, yeah, oh aye, every time. I mean, it was, they just kind of transferred it, I suppose, from the bedroom to the stage, and yeah, quite interesting. But what a voice, and a absolutely wonderful track that. And I thought that they were going to do a lot to be a lot bigger than they were. They did kind of reunite as well, but I think there was it wasn't the original lineup, which it's not the best thing to do, is it, really? Reunite without the original lineup. Anyway, here's a bit of David Strigley. It's only 46 seconds long, so I'm going to play a couple of tracks back to back. Big fan of David Strigley, and this is an absolute stonker. This is David Strigley with Joy.
The joy of having a baby is a wonderful thing to feel, and the joy of getting married makes you really glad. The joy of correct posture will certainly improve your life, and the joy of buying a new house is good for you and your wife. The joy of traveling the world is awesome to behold, and there is joy in buying cheap goods abroad and saving lots of money. The joy of having diseases cured makes you feel really great. But joy from taking hard drugs will rapidly give way to misery.
Mike Joyce,
BBC Six Music.
your head spin? Does it love make your head spin? Does it love make your head spin?
Isn't that wonderful? That's Keaton Henson with You Don't Know How Lucky You Are, and that's from the album Dear. Young kid, 23-year-old kid, and he's going to be find it very hard to go and see him live. I've heard that he went on tour and played, I think, 2 dates and couldn't handle it, freaked out completely, stage fright, paranoid, wondering why everyone was looking at him, one of those, I mean, really, kind of quite severe. Well, I mean, you can hear the fragility in his voice, really, I think, even in that kind of performance there. But wonderful stuff, isn't it? Like Keaton Henson with You Don't Know How Lucky You Are. And before that, you heard the wonderful David Shrigley played a track of his Don'ts, which is a brilliant track. That counts as my introduction to David Shrigley. This is the guy that, he covers just about everything, all forms of art, every medium, whether it be song, spoken word, drawings, pictures, comedy sketches, anything really, sculpture. In fact, there's two very cool cruets, I suppose, that you could call, David Shrigley cruets, they are, and they're worth a lot of money, but very sweet, very interesting kind of, an artist, I suppose, really. But apparently, Cheryl was just telling me there might be something about the spoken word on BBC coming up in not too distant future, because I was just trying to think of the spoken word artist that works with Tim Burgess, who's new label, Old Genesis, and I couldn't think of it. I still can't think of it. Don't. And of course, there's no phone in to help me, but you should. I'll definitely kind of put that him forward, because the spoken word, it's one of those things. Well, I started to get into it a little bit when I got a bit older and a bit more kind of refined, shall we say. All right, you're listening to me, Mike Joyce, and I'll give you that address a little bit later on, because I can't be bothered giving you now. So a bit of metric. This is Post River Girl.
Can't stand by myself.
That is Metric with Poster of a Girl. A rather wonderful lady and great band as well. I've seen them about three or four times. I'll play that for B, just because she's a big fan of Metric. And they've got a new single coming out in May. And I was listening to the guitarist, Jimmy. Can't remember his name, second name, Jimmy. Anyway, our Jim. And I saw him heard him being interviewed, and he was talking about going on tour and how difficult it could be. They're going on tour for a year. Now, that's a long time. I think the longest I've ever done is about 3 months. And yes, it was. It does feel like a long time. I think it starts to affect. Well, I suppose you can't speak for everybody, but I would have thought it affects a lot of people's performances. And I think it's a bit unfair if you, the same people that have, the people that have paid the money at the first gig have been the same, you know, same paying the same money in 10 months' time. And if he's constantly touring, then surely it's going to take it out of you. Anyway, well, I suppose maybe he's just got a stronger constitution than I. Who knows? You listen to me, Mike Josh, standing for Guy Garvey. Another 15-20 minutes to go, and of course I'll be here next week, and I'll give you that address if there's any requests or any suggestions that you think I should be playing. And that's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or you can text me 64046, and they will end up in my lap. Top, and I'll endeavour to reply to any of them if there's any great tunes in there, which I'm sure there's going to be. I'm going to play you the last of the Blueprint Sessions tonight. I played you two tracks already from the phenomenal Hand Clap Band, and also from Johnny Bramwell from I Am Clute. This is Outfit, great Liverpool band, and this is the track called Two Islands. Eyes outfit with Two Islands. Brilliant band, really good band, very young and very scout. Yes, Liverpool lads, absolutely brilliant. I met them last year when they were playing in Manchester, and they were talking about bands that they really liked and saying kind of the genius of, Tears for Fears, really. And I kind of felt, what, really? Honestly? And I think it was a strange kind of thing because, of course, they're young you know, they're kind of looking back at those artists and because they were great songwriters, but I was like, well, they were the enemy. Actually, didn't you know, in my time. So I fought in the indie wars for you to listen to music today, son. But I was kind of quite surprised. But, I mean, obviously great musicians, Tears for Fears, and great songwriters as well, some people say. Anyway, that was Outfit, and that's Two Islands, and that's your last of the Blueprint sessions tonight, and I will be bringing you some more next week on Guy's show. Okay, I'm going to play a bit of a trail and then a bit of The Human League coming up after this.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Serge Gainsbourg, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio
6
Music.
Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
Listen to the voice of Buddha saying stop your sericulture. Little people like your ice-cream bottle. I'm so God's studying. Buddha's watching. Buddha's waiting. Just because the kid's an orphan, no excuse for thoughtless saying. People don't forget this torture. Just because you call her mother doesn't mean that she's your better. Listen to the voice of Buddha saying,
the Human League and Being Boiled. Okay, that's it, kids. I'm done. I'll be here next week, as I told you earlier on, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. You can text me 64046 and I'll get hold of those. Any suggestions or requests? That's it. I just want to thank Shell and Mike for looking after me today and pushing all the right buttons. I'm just going to leave you with a rather stunning track, actually. It's I'm glad we managed to get hold of this. It's What Else Is There? It's a Thin White Duke remix by Royxop. Have a good one. Don Letts coming up next.
Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound, because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. Now, I've kind of settled into my new Sunday night, Monday morning slot. So for the next 2 hours, let me be your guide for a musical ride that'll cross time, space and genres. In the first hour, we're going up, down and sideways with the likes of The Sundays, Alpha and Omega, Mr. Fog, Magnetic Fields, The Wonder Stuff, Jacob Miller, Family of the Year and Caetano Veloso, amongst others. Now, you know the coup and what I do. There's not too much talk and even less technique. Just taste and tunes. So let's get to it with Tribe Called Quest. I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
It's me, Alex.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip. Her and some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shaheed had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, it paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over.